This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The sprint to pass new gun legislation is underway at the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a proposed expansion of the state's red flag law that passed a Senate committee Wednesday.
A bill in the state Senate would allow doctors, teachers, and others to ask judges to disarm people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Dr. George Turtner is an emergency room physician.
We treat the victims of these violent crimes. We are also called upon to testify in court against those who perform violent acts. What we are lacking is the ability to raise our hand and cry out help. This person is at risk.
Critics argued the change would add an undue burden to groups of people who may not have the time or expertise to handle it. The bill is part of a package that also includes creating more legal liability for the firearms industry and raising the firearm purchasing age to 21. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A student-led gun violence summit Thursday gathered local leaders to talk about addressing guns at schools. It was organized by students at Denver's East High School. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas was among the speakers.
We really need to be able to identify conflict, help resolve conflict, teach conflict resolution skills to these young people so they don't resort to gun violence.
An East High student was shot and killed near campus last month. The only zoo in Puerto Rico is closing, and many of its animals will come to Colorado. The Wild Animal Sanctuary will take in about 150 animals from Puerto Rico at its locations in Keensburg, Colorado, and in Texas. Much of the state has rain and snow through the weekend. This is CPR News.